Scott City Boys Golf started their season yesterday, part of the Holcomb Invitational that was played down at Buffalo Dunes here. And we're going to talk with one of the golfers here, and junior returning state golfer from a couple years ago, and Kale Wheeler. And how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, Kale, first time in some competition high school ranks in a couple of years. And how did you feel like your season debut went yesterday at the Holcomb meet?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. I wasn't quite where I wanted to be at the end of the day. I started out really strong. I think after, I'm trying to think, 11 holes, I think I was 6 over or something like that. And there I kind of got in my own head because I had a couple bad shots. Threw one in the water, and that kind of started the downhill for the rest of the tournament. I kind of struggled with my short game, mainly chipping, and that – it really kind of blew up at the end and just didn't turn out so good.
You didn't dive in and go get your ball like Happy Gilmore, right?
No,
okay,
I didn't.
Okay, good deal. Well, that's been quite the sight to see, but it had to be fun, though, at the same time to kind of get back out there and get going to start this season.
It was, you know, missing out last year. I mean, that was a real bummer, especially not getting to play with Jackson last year. You know, seeing him miss his senior year, that was a real bummer, but we're back, so that's the main thing.
Absolutely. Here, once again, Kale Wheeler joining us here. But you guys ended up with a top three finish, I believe, as a team there, so that's got to be pretty exciting. And what are maybe some things that you were looking to work on here as you move through this season?
Like I said, right now the biggest thing is my irons and my short game. You know, my putting and driving was really better than it ever has been, but if I can learn how to chip and get my irons back to where they were, I'll be in pretty good shape.
And then tomorrow you go to Lakin, I believe?
Yes.
All right. What do you remember about that course?
Oh, you can't miss right, and the greens are small.
All right. Well, it should be a good one there for you tomorrow. It should be pretty nice weather, I think, temperature-wise, a little bit nicer than today. And yeah, hopefully not as much wind, of course. And
yeah.
That'd make it tough. So how do you deal with the wind when you're with the strong wind out there?
Oh, it's tough to play, especially, you know, going to a course you haven't played a lot. And it seems like just about every hole, the wind affects it just a little bit different. So it's kind of hit and miss. You just kind of got to guess, honestly.
All right. Once again, Junior Kale Wheeler joining us here. Thanks, as always, Kale. Good luck to you coming up here.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Junior Kale Wheeler joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Now we head over to head coach and Brian Gentry here. And it just feels like we were just talking here a few weeks ago, basketball. And luckily, we're outdoors now here in nicer weather. Maybe not today, but got things started yesterday down at the Holcomb meet, played at Buffalo Dunes. And for first meet of the year, how'd you feel like your team came out and played?
I was pretty pleased with, you know, with our team, with our, you know, the overall mentality and attitude. Just, we took three rookies down there. And until you get into a tournament and you play for the first time, you just don't know how you're going to handle the jitters. And even for experienced golfers, I mean, it's a different feeling. The action, you have time to think about a lot, you know, when you're walking around and like Kale kind of alluded to, you have time to get in your own head sometimes and it's for the worse. But, you know, a lot of our guys, it's not easy when you're used to going to practice and, you know, you hit a bad shot. So maybe you just drop a ball and you hit another one and it's like, oh, okay, I figured it out. But when you don't have that opportunity and, it's, you know, you've got to execute on each and every shot the best of your ability. It's pretty nerve-wracking. You know, golf is a game of integrity. It reveals a lot of character because there's nobody out there really governing play except for yourself and your group. And you know, our guys did a great job, you know, when it comes to that. You know, you see a lot of strange things in a golf tournament with some players. And our guys do a great job of playing with a lot of integrity and, you know, playing by the rules. And, you know, like they say, it's the only sport you can call a penalty on yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, our guys do a pretty good job and it was fun to see them get out there. You know, without last year, we had a really good, you know, possibility of throwing a pretty good team out there and really competing for a team, you know, to go to state. And, it was unfortunate, but, you know, this year we might be in the same boat. If we can get some younger guys, And by younger, I mean, you know, juniors too, because they haven't, you know, they haven't really played, you know, to, you know, get a little bit better. We've got an opportunity, you know, come late in the season.
Yeah, of course, I know Cale's you're probably your top golfer. Who's some of your other top golfers that really had a good day yesterday?
You know, they would probably, you know, argue a different thing, you know, for a good day. but given, you know, that it was their first tournament ever, you know, I thought they played well. But Jaden's going to have an opportunity to, you know, to really help us out as a team. And Dylan Metzger, you know, he goes out there and plays. He's got a boot on his foot. So, you don't realize how hard it is to get your body through a golf swing when you're playing in a boot. It doesn't really allow you to turn. So he did a pretty good job. And then we have, Connor Armendariz that also went down with us, and he's going to continue to get better as well. You know, a lot of this is, you know, course management and understanding where your misses are at, just as much as where you want to put the ball is where can I not miss, you know, for this next shot. And you know, and that takes, you know, playing to, you know, really figure out sometimes, you know, what clubs do what and, you know, what clubs give you this loft or that loft. And so those four guys are the guys we're going to take to varsity tournaments right now. You know, our JV gets to, you know, start their season tomorrow. So we'll kind of figure out where they're at. You know, it'd be nice to, you know, be able to find a fifth guy, you know, to where everybody doesn't have to, you know, play well on that day. You know, maybe some guy has a, you know, an off day, but somebody else can kind of pick it up the slack. And, but right now, you know, we're going to ride with four guys in the varsity and you know, just hope that we can, you know, get a little bit better each game or each tournament.
Yeah, tomorrow there, Lakin, that should be a nice day and opportunity. Probably see a lot of the same schools maybe as you did yesterday, but an opportunity to get a little bit better here.
Absolutely. You know, until you play in that first tournament, you know, you don't really know what do I need to work on. Mm-hmm. But that first tournament usually reveals, some pretty obvious things. Unfortunately, you know, today wasn't a day that you really like to go out there and work on some things because it's, you know, windy and cold. So, but, you know, our four varsity guys went out there and, you know, kind of braved the weather and the elements and, you know, try to get a little bit better. And that's what, you know, you like about these guys is they go out there a lot. They go out there and the courses, you know, Cody's really accommodating to our guys and does a great job out there. So, we just want to continue to get out there as much as we can because, you know, golf's a sport that, despite your athletic ability, you can kind of throw that out there. I mean, yeah. John Daly's not the greatest athlete, but he's a heck of a golfer. So, you know, our guys, you know, they enjoy playing and they're a good group to be around.
And probably has the best golfing pants ever.
Right?
So, yeah.
You see some crazy stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joins us here. Golf at Lakin tomorrow, and then they'll also head to Goodland next week. Coach, once again, thanks for the time, and good luck to you guys coming up.
All right. Thanks.